survivre les acquis. Rester blanche comme une protection. Sauver quelques aiguillons. N'aie plus compassion quand les fenêtres ont des barreaux. Car encongé par des potions, l'oiseau s'entraîne en haine. Devient possédé. Fait de la revanche son chariot. Une cornée encombrée de chiennes déploie ses ailes brisées, tel qu'un ciel ses peines, et tu regrettes qu'elle ne sache voler. Come on grounds. To stay fair is protection. To spare a random lamb wouldn't be called compassion when bars slam on windows. Once aware of her filter cage, she rehearses hate, uproots privileges, makes of revenge her carriage. But as this bird, leashed and chained, who's struggling with wind, grinning as a fiend, how shall we stand when she can't land? Donc tu es là. Forcé dans la marge par des mots blessants, c'est dans le blanc de page que ta voix, ton langage. Ton prétendant ne prétend pas t'aimer. Tu rêves plutôt d'abordage, de recréer tes images. Alors tu apprivois ton ravisseur, tu rejettes les vifs bouquets, pour voir d'une rose les progrès. Ainsi donc tu conclus ta destinée. Tu réécris tes succès, ton histoire t'a pour sujet.
End note. Cornered into margins by hurtful words, it's in as yet blank pages that hides your true languages. Her suitor doesn't pretend to suit you. You'd rather consume old dreams than lose worlds for these regimes. You managed to domesticate a beast. You rejected past flowers and found beauty in towers. Henceforth, you renewed your destiny. May we all write our successes with us as the princesses.
Les rides de dos. Un rêve d'explorer la terre, de faire les choses à sa manière, peut en faire perdre les raisons, alors souvenons-nous des chansons. Nous avons droit à nos propres dettes, aux libertés de choisir, nos mœurs, peurs et nos plaisirs, vivre à mourir d'être plus que bête. Fuir rime avec de tir et costrir. Une bonne famille peut nous nourrir. S'il ne cherche à nous entendre, mais garde en voie sans se rendre. Tous ces obstacles conquis feront des trophées à agiter. Aux côtés de cicatrices passées, l'air salé sera ton cri.
Influent. Visions of exploring shores far away, of doing things one's way, can easily flip to tragedy, so care to remember your own melody. We have liberty to hold our own debts, make progress and mistakes, possess our love and aches, from beginning to end to be more than pets. All escapes might lead to scrapes or to create. Friends can prevent your voices if they don't hear your choices. In the spin of fate, our compass is love and faith. Remember that all obstacles won over make you a fiercer sister. Your scars also betray you. They write your fights and your will to continue.
Persévère. Belle enfant qui émet une fausse lumière pour distraire de sa brillance, elle traversera les enfers sans prière. La mort lui sursaut son surnom à l'oreille. La vie d'une caresse aux danses, d'automne aux les filles signant un ricant pareil. Elle en résulte une métamorphose jumelle, récontent de nouveau as, résolue à voir le but de ce tunnel. Son appel à l'aide passant imperçu, elle opte de plumer sa grâce, afin qu'elle nul autre cri ne soit perdu.
She steps to the left. Pretty child, resonating with lying light, concealing her brilliance and wit, is stolen from her own field without being offered a fair and furious fight. For weeks, death murmurs her name in her earshell, tries with caresses what bites failed, cajoling one dearly held, until, alone, she has to dance out of hell. She exhumes herself with a taste for ashes. On her tongue, she spikes with spices. She sets to collect new aces, resolved to round her world until it matches. Her yelling for help have gone unheeded. She steps out of her normalcy to cry others' wails for mercy, allowing them the friends and time that's needed.
Fasciner la fascinée. Quand j'étais bébé, mon BD m'a donné des amis qui traversent l'univers pour s'unir et vaincre des mondes dans lesquels les intrigues abondent. Et l'ont guidé mon song vagabond. Et j'ai appris à battre l'adversité. Quand j'étais petit, la télé m'a appris à patienter, non subir, à apprendre et à sourire, et à apprécier les gens qu'on chérit. Quand j'étais ado, mon groupe web m'a appris à trouver de l'information, découvrir des identités, parfaire ma communication et examiner mes idées. Cette famille forma qui je suis aujourd'hui. Maintenant adulte, j'ai une tradition d'idiot et d'imaginaire à distribuer à autrui pour qu'elles aient d'autres des outils pour l'avenir.
Thought bubbles. When I was tiny, comics granted me heroines that crossed the universe, making friends and winning over plots, showing me shades of love, all more lasting than the next. And I found how to combat adversity. When I was little, TV taught me to wait for the right time, to bite my tongue and smile, to learn on strengths about what they each mean, and that sometimes life has good surprises. When I was a teen, my online communities got me to seek information, to discover identities, to hone my speech, and examine my ideas. This family formed who I want to be today. Now an adult, I have a tradition of ideals and imagination, dreams and discoveries, wonders and whole worlds, to distribute to others such that they too all have such tools for their future.
Reader's Notes. Hi, this is Petica, and this project was done for the 2013 Podtogether Challenge. Oh my god, I think this is the hardest podfic I have ever worked on. I was taking a French class earlier this summer and feeling pretty good about my French abilities. So when you talked about how she would do poetry for Podtogether, but she'd feel more comfortable doing it in French, and would anyone be interested? I was like, oh my god, that sounds awesome, and also relevant to my studies. Except I was taking like a beginner's French class, because I haven't properly spoken French in 10 years, and even then it was just like basic high school French. And these poems, like, first of all, poetry has natural rhythms to it that like can be hard to get even when you speak the language, but also it's got some language that is certainly above my reading level. So this was a challenge, and you was amazing about it. We are both horrible procrastinators, so we worked well together. And she did awesome things like encourage me along the way and recorded all of the poems in French on her own to send to me so that I could, you know, listen to them and try not to butcher the French too badly. So this was a really great learning experience. I've always had so much respect for people who podfic in a language that isn't their own. ESL podfic readers are just like amazing to me. And let me tell you, that amazement I'm feeling has gone so much farther after doing this project. It was really great though, and I'm really glad I did it. We had great fun exchanging, you know, meta back and forth, trying to figure out what we wanted the poems to be about. And I'm really happy with how this turned out, and I'm so glad that we did this. I don't know if I'd do it again, because it was really nerve-wracking on my part, but I'm really glad I did, and I hope people enjoyed them. Or if you want to read these poems or find the podfic online, they can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/954571. Or you can get this podfic at paticaproductions.com. Thanks for listening.